Hello and welcome to the Sedastra podcast. My name is Mark Cahoot and I lead the North American Data and AI Governance Practice for Adastra, a global data, AI, and cloud systems integrator. Joining me today to talk about all things aviation is Shingai George, coming to us from Valencia, Spain. Shingai is an aviation consultant specializing in data analytics, artificial intelligence, and sustainability here at Adastra. Shingai began his career in the airline industry where he worked in customer service and flight operations, gaining firsthand experience of the operational challenges that shape the aviation sector. Since then, he's worked across various roles in the aviation industry, including route development, flight safety, maintenance, repair and overhaul, and sustainability. Shingai, that is quite a CV. Welcome to the Sedastra podcast. Really great to be with you today. How are you?
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon to you.
Shingai, let's start with a helicopter view, because as we're all aware, geopolitics affect us all, affect industries, affect economies. And of late, geopolitical instability has reemerged as a major operational pressure in aviation. With jet fuel prices nearly doubling after the Strait of Hormuz disruptions and airlines cutting or rerouting flights, how do you see events like the U.S.-Iran conflict? We've just heard about a peace deal coming our way, but still, this will have knock-on repercussions, influencing the way aviation leaders think about resilience and long-term planning.
Okay, the current geopolitical environment is reinforcing the idea that resilience can no longer be treated as a secondary operational function. It has become a core strategic priority for aviation leaders. Historically, airlines optimized primarily for efficiency and cost. But the recent disruptions have shown that even highly efficient networks can also be highly vulnerable. When conflicts affect major air corridors or fuel markets, airlines suddenly face longer routes, increased fuel burn, scheduling instability, and overall higher operating costs. Now, as a result, aviation leaders are increasingly investing in scenario-based planning, diversified routing strategies, stronger fuel hedging approaches, and more agile operating models. We're also seeing greater emphasis on operational flexibility, whether through fleet allocation, crew planning, or dynamic network management. Ultimately, resilience is becoming a competitive advantage. The airlines and aviation stakeholders that can adapt quickly to geopolitical shocks will be better positioned operationally and financially.
Given the effective blockage of key Middle Eastern corridors and global rerouting that we're seeing, Shingai, how important is a modern data and cloud foundation in helping airlines adapt the flight planning models you were talking about, also fuel forecasting and operational decision-making? I guess we're working in real time, really.
Yeah, a modern data and cloud foundation is absolutely essential in today's operating environment. When airlines are forced to reroute flights around restricted airspace, the operational impact cascades across the entire network. Flight planning changes affect fuel requirements, crew duty times, aircraft rotations, maintenance schedules, and passenger connections simultaneously. Now, legacy systems were not designed for this level of real-time complexity. Modern cloud-based platforms allow airlines to ingest and process live operational data at scale, enabling faster and more coordinated decision-making. For example, airlines can dynamically recalculate fuel uplift requirements based on changing winds and rerouting scenarios, while simultaneously updating crew legality constraints and passenger reaccommodation strategies. The real value is not just in computing power, it is integrated situational awareness across the entire airline ecosystem.
So it sounds absolutely critical given the number of dependencies and downstream impacts of all these changes. Airlines are reporting increases in global navigation satellite system, or for experts, GNSS jamming, spoofing, and airspace detours linked to this conflict and others. How should organizations evolve their governance, AI-assisted flight operations models, and safety frameworks to be able to responsibly navigate these operational complications stemming from geopolitical risks like we're seeing?
Now, GNSS interference highlights the growing intersection between geopolitics, cybersecurity, and operational safety. Organizations need to evolve across three dimensions. Firstly, governance, technology, and operational readiness. Now, from a governance perspective, airlines and regulators need clearer frameworks for operating in degraded navigation environments, including stronger cross-border coordination and risk-sharing mechanisms. From a technology perspective, AI can help detect anomalies in navigation data by identifying inconsistencies between GNSS or GPS inputs, inertial reference systems, surveillance data, and aircraft trajectory behavior. But AI should support and not replace human operational judgment. Operationally, airlines need greater redundancy and resilience. That includes enhanced pilot training, alternative navigation procedures, and stronger collaboration between air navigation service providers and aircraft manufacturers. Now, the key principle is maintaining trust in operational data while ensuring there are robust fallback mechanisms when that trust is compromised.
I see. So I hear you highlighting the importance of shared data ecosystems, in fact, and the need to be able to respond as things go down. It seems like we're really working in real time or near real time. So I think that that affects the speed of decision making, speed of governance, and the data and AI infrastructure that's required for that. Shingai, that's a very interesting sort of top level view. And now I'd like to take our discussion more towards operations, airports, airlines, et cetera. And why don't we start with fuel optimization, sustainability, and emissions reduction, and the role of AI in that. Let me ask you, as airlines work towards more sustainable operations, how can AI-driven fuel planning engines help determine the most efficient climb, cruise, and descent profiles for flight paths? What kind of data inputs, be it, I don't know, meteorology, aircraft performance, or historical routes, make these eco-trajectories both operationally realistic and feasible?
All right. AI-driven fuel optimization engines allow airlines to move beyond static flight planning toward continuously adaptive trajectory optimization. These systems combine meteorological data, as you said, aircraft performance models, historical route efficiency, airspace congestion information, as well as real-time operational constraints to identify the most fuel-efficient flight profiles. For example, AI can optimize step climbs, speed adjustments, and descent planning based on changing atmospheric conditions with traffic flow restrictions. What makes these eco-trajectories, so to speak, operationally realistic is the integration of operational constraints. Now, it is not enough to identify the theoretically most efficient route. The system must also take into account air traffic control restrictions, airport sequencing, weather deviations, and as well as schedule integrity. The result is lower fuel burn, reduced carbon emissions, and improved operational efficiency without compromising safety or punctuality.
Let's turn our eyes to the future and emerging fuels. As the industry looks beyond sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, towards synthetic e-fuels produced from green hydrogen and captured carbon dioxide, how can AI help optimize the production certification and operational deployment of these new fuels?
Now, advanced analytics is becoming essential as aviation transitions from estimated sustainability reporting toward verifiable and near real-time emissions management. Traditionally, emissions reporting relied heavily on post-flight estimates and aggregated data sets. AI enables far more granular tracking by integrating operational flight data, fuel burn calculations, sustainable aviation fuel blending information, and trajectory optimization metrics in real time. This not only improves accuracy, but also provides airlines with greater visibility into the emissions impact of operational decisions across their network. This is becoming increasingly important as airlines navigate a growing number of regulatory requirements and sustainability obligations. With the second phase of CORSIA beginning in 2027, airlines will face greater expectations around emissions monitoring, reporting, and verification. And at the same time, carriers operating in Europe or in the EU must comply with the EU ETS scheme, which places a financial cost on carbon emissions, and as well as the Refuel Aviation EU, which mandates increasing levels of sustainable aviation fuel use. AI and advanced analytics can help automate data collection, strengthen auditability, verify SAF-related claims, and provide a transparent chain of evidence to support compliance across all three legal frameworks. Looking ahead, emissions intelligence will likely become embedded directly in operational decision-making rather than being treated as a separate reporting exercise. And the airlines that combine operational sustainability and compliance data into a single decision-making framework will be better positioned to manage costs, meet regulatory requirements, demonstrate sustainability performance, and achieve their long-term decarbonization objectives.
So we've addressed a couple of main uses, Shingai, as I hear you, reducing fuel burn, operational efficiencies, and reducing carbon emissions. So we've got our planes fueled up in the air efficiently. Let's talk now a bit about how we manage that airspace and air traffic management. What challenges remain when you're integrating predictive models into legacy air traffic control systems and procedures? What does that deployment look like?
One of the biggest challenges is that many air traffic control systems were designed around highly procedural workflows, whereas predictive AI models are probabilistic by nature. This creates challenges around trust and operational integration. Air traffic controllers and operational stakeholders need to understand why a recommendation is being made before relying on it in safety-critical environments. There are also technical challenges related to interoperability, fragmented infrastructure, and varying levels of digital maturity across air navigation service providers. Now, integration therefore needs to be gradual, with AI initially acting as a decision support capability rather than fully autonomous operational layer.
Right. So started with AI augmented workflows rather than completely automated workflows. I'm human in the loop at this stage, I would think. Let me now just wear the hat of the beleaguered, long-suffering business traveler and thinking about the experience of waiting at the airport and delays and things like that. Shingai, what opportunities exist for AI to help synchronize departures, arrivals, surface movements, and airspace flow in a more integrated system-wide manner?
AI has the potential to transform how air traffic is managed by shifting the industry from reactive flow management to predictive network optimization. Today, decisions around departures, arrivals, airport capacity, and airspace management are often made within separate operational domains. Now, AI can help create shared operational picture by combining flight trajectories, weather forecasts, airspace constraints, airport capacity, and airline schedules to predict congestion before it occurs. For example, instead of managing delays after bottlenecks develop, AI could recommend adjusted departure times, alternative routings, or arrival sequencing strategies hours in advance. This would help reduce airborne holding, minimize unnecessary vectoring, improve traffic flow, lower fuel consumption, and maximize the use of available airspace capacity. Importantly, air traffic management is also an integral part of aviation sustainability journey. While much of the attention is rightly focused on sustainable aviation fuels and the future of propulsion technologies, more efficient airspace management can deliver immediate emissions reductions by enabling aircraft to fly more optimal trajectories and spend less time taxiing, holding, or operating in congested airspace. So AI can help unlock these efficiencies at scale. So ultimately, the opportunity is to move toward a more integrated aviation network where airports, airlines, and air navigation service providers collaborate through AI-driven decision support, improving efficiency, resilience, and sustainability across the entire system rather than optimizing individual parts in isolation. Looking ahead, initiatives such as the CESAR program here in Europe are already laying the foundations for this future through concepts such as trajectory-based operations, system-wide information management, so-called SWIM, and greater collaboration between airlines, airports, and air navigation service providers. AI has the potential to accelerate these efforts by turning vast amounts of operational data into actionable insights, helping the industry move closer to a truly connected and optimized air traffic management system. In many ways, AI can serve as an important enabler of the CESAR vision, delivering benefits not only for efficiency and capacity, but also for sustainability and network resilience.
Nice catch on your earpiece. Let's take a step now down the value chain to predictive maintenance. You did that without a blink. I was very impressed. Could you walk us through how AI-driven predictive maintenance is transforming day-to-day aircraft operations? What kinds of data streams are we talking about there? Is it engine health monitoring, maintenance logs, and which ones are proving to be, you know, really most valuable to shift the role of technicians and operations teams towards, I suppose, greater efficiencies and better outcomes?
Now, AI-driven predictive maintenance is fundamentally shifting aviation maintenance from reactive to anticipatory operations. Instead of fixing issues after failure or following rigid maintenance schedules, airlines can now predict faults before they occur. The most valuable data streams include engine health monitoring, sensor outputs across flight phases, and historical maintenance logs. When combined, these datasets allow machine learning models to detect subtle performance deviations early. Operationally, this reduces unscheduled maintenance and improves fleet availability. For technicians, the role is evolving toward interpreting predictive insights and making risk-based decisions rather than purely executing mechanical tasks. So maintenance becomes more strategic and less reactive. One often overlooked benefit of predictive maintenance is its ability to reduce aircraft on ground events, which can be extraordinarily expensive for airlines. The cost of an AOG or aircraft on ground event extends far beyond maintenance repair itself and can include flight delays or cancellations, passenger compensation, as well as crew disruptions and aircraft repositioning. By identifying potential failures before they become operational issues, AI helps airlines avoid these costly disruptions and improve schedule reliability and protect both revenue and customer satisfaction. In many cases, the greatest value of predictive maintenance lies not in reducing maintenance costs, but in preventing the operational and commercial consequences of an unexpected aircraft grounding.
Let me be that passenger again at the airport, and let's turn our focus to airports away from airplanes and airlines for 1 second, and think about personalized passenger journeys. I know that this has been a long promised thing that airports focus on for revenue maximization, customer experience improvements. What role does AI play in personalizing that journey, Shingai, from booking to arrival? And how are airlines using traveler behavior, loyalty data, and journey context to offer, you know, to tailor their services, to send proactive notifications, or maybe individualized retail and upgrade recommendations?
AI allows airlines to deliver a more context-aware passenger experience. By analyzing booking behavior, loyalty data, and real-time journey context, airlines can offer tailored services such as upgrades, ancillary products, or proactive disruption support. For example, passengers can be rebooked automatically before a missed connection occurs or receive relevant offers during delays. This transforms the experience from reactive service to predictive and personalized engagement.
Understood. Let's turn to what's happening at the airports while customers are going through their journey and talk about AI-powered airport and turnaround operations. Could you, Shingai, give us some concrete examples of AI-powered tools that are enhancing airport operations or aircraft turnaround times? For example, we're thinking of real-time disruption management platforms that might involve, again, many factors like gate planning, baggage flows, or ground crew coordination.
So AI is increasingly being used to improve predictability and coordination across airport operations. One example is predictive gate allocation, where AI analyzes inbound flight progress, weather conditions, airport congestion, and historical delays to optimize gate assignments and reduce conflicts. Another key application is baggage and ground handling operations. AI-powered systems can monitor baggage flows in real time, identify bottlenecks before they occur, and optimize routing throughout the airport. As well, AI-driven turnaround platforms can also coordinate activities such as refueling, catering, cleaning, boarding, and baggage loading to ensure that the aircraft departs on schedule. I think the biggest benefit is improved turnaround predictability. By helping airports and ground handlers anticipate disruptions and allocate resources effectively, AI can help improve aircraft utilization, reduce delays, and ultimately strengthen overall network reliability.
Sounds like a big optimization and planning use case. Let's turn our lens, Shingai, to airlines themselves. We've talked a lot about operations in this last segment. Now let's turn to a slightly more sort of business management and strategic dimension, talking about revenue management and dynamic pricing. How can airlines leverage data and AI to improve their revenue management and dynamic pricing, but without alienating customers and their loyalty?
I think AI is transforming revenue management by allowing airlines to move beyond traditional fare buckets toward more dynamic, demand-responsive pricing. By analyzing factors such as booking patterns, market demand, competitor activity, seasonality, and customer behavior, airlines can make more informed pricing decisions in real time. However, customer trust must remain central. There is a fine line between personalization and perceived unfairness. While AI can help airlines better understand customer preferences and willingness to pay, pricing strategies must remain transparent, explainable, and consistent. Customers are generally comfortable paying different prices based on flexibility, timing, or product attributes, but they are less comfortable if they feel the prices being charged are arbitrary. Beyond ticket pricing, AI also creates opportunities to optimize ancillary revenues by offering more relevant products and services. For example, airlines can personalize seat selection, baggage options, lounge access, or upgrade offers based on traveler preferences and journey context. This allows airlines to increase revenue while delivering greater value to customers rather than simply charging higher fares. So ultimately, the focus should shift from maximizing short-term yield to maximizing long-term customer value. The most successful airlines will use AI not only to optimize revenue, but also to strengthen loyalty, improve customer satisfaction, and build trust through a more personalized and relevant travel experience.
Sounds to me like we're thinking about a fundamental shift that it allows in sort of management attention and where we allocate scarce resources, energy, and time. And it also makes me think, as we're almost out of time, Shingai, but it makes me think about the foundations for all of this. And it makes me... I realize to what extent the data ecosystem that we're talking about must be shared, and in order to be interoperable and shared, requires data strategy, governance, and talented people working on that. Aviation relies on collaboration between airlines, airports, and regulators, right? What do you think the opportunities and challenges are that arise when you're creating these shared data ecosystems? And can the industry responsibly unlock more value from cross-organizational data, given the strict regulatory context that aviation operates in?
Yes, aviation is one of the most interconnected industries in the world, yet much of its operational data still exists in silos. Shared data ecosystems create a major opportunity to improve coordination, efficiency, as well as system-wide decision-making across airlines, airports, air navigation service providers, as well as aircraft manufacturers. For example, when stakeholders share operational data more effectively, the industry can improve demand forecasting, reduce congestion, optimize turnaround coordination, and enhance disruption management. Shared situational awareness becomes especially valuable during irregular operations, such as severe weather events or airspace disruptions, as we have seen in the last few months. However, the challenge is not just technological, it is also organizational and regulatory. Different stakeholders often operate with different systems, governance models, and commercial sensitivities around data ownership and access. The industry therefore needs trusted governance frameworks that define how data is shared, protected, and standardized, and used responsibly. I believe the future lies in federated data ecosystems where organizations can securely share operational insights without necessarily exposing all the underlying proprietary data. So ultimately, the goal is to move from fragmented optimization toward network-wide optimization across the aviation ecosystem.
Sounds like industry-wide standards and federated ecosystems will let everybody play their role but work to the same sort of standard. I'm afraid we're out of time, But I'd like to thank you for working across time zones with us to share your wealth of expertise and insights about how data and AI are reshaping the future of the aviation industry. I'm taking away a great deal about the interdependencies and the focus shift that AI optimization of planning, scheduling, and so on enable. So thank you very much for joining me today. It was a pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure, Mark. Thank you for your time.
And to our audience, if you've enjoyed today's discussion, please be sure to like and subscribe to this Adastra podcast series for more insights on data and AI business transformation. Until the next time, thanks for joining us, thanks for listening, and so long for now from Adastra.